Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to another pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. I always have guests leading up to ISE, and one of them is my guest today is Matthew Pulsifer, who's a product manager at DVI Gear. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Gary.
You know, I have a personal affinity for DVI Gear, go back a long way with the company, and Steve's a personal friend of mine. And y'all have really capitalized really well on always staying ahead of the curve on technology, and as such, you were one of the first companies with HDMI, definitely the first company with DisplayPort stuff, one of the first companies with AV over IP, and all that's going to be displayed in your booth. You're in Hall 1 M100 at ISE. Talk about what you're going to show us.
So we've got several things that we're showing at ISE 2020. The first is our DisplayNet product line, which is our SDVoE solution, so a 10 gigabit AV over IP solution. And DisplayNet's a very interesting opportunity for us because we've realized how important software is in differentiating the platform. So we're going to be showing the latest enhancements to the DisplayNet Manager, which we've designed to be as accessible to everybody as possible while still remaining a critical power tool for systems programmers. We're also showing a couple of new pieces of DisplayNet hardware. We've got the DN225, which has the latest version of the SDVoE chipset with copper and fiber in the same unit, alongside advanced video processing, DisplayPort, and USB 2.0 support. It cuts our SKUs down by 50%, so it makes system design a lot easier. But another big thing, and I think this is a really exciting thing, is we're going to be showing the DN150 TX Quad and a live demonstration. We'll have it running in our booth. And for a little bit of background, that's the HDMI module for the Netgear M4396X.
I want to talk. It sounds like you're going to have a whole bunch of new products. And definitely, I mean, the great thing about DVI Gear is if you're looking for some weird accessory or way to distribute something from one place to the next, or you're looking at a platform to put a video on a network, DVI Gear is a great company to start with. And you've really focused on sort of future-proofing systems rather than providing everything everyone else does in switching, routing, and distribution. You're very much a specialty company with fiber and AV over IP and the high-end digital signal stuff. But you also, y'all are great about educating people on technology. When you go to your booth, you're not going to get product spiffs and spiels. You're going to get a great education. It starts from Steve down in your company. Tell me about what we can expect if we go to your booth this year at ISE as far as education.
Well, it's exactly as you said, it comes from Steve down. But the thing that I really like about our booth is everyone at our booth is a part of the product creation process. We've got our lead programmer for DisplayNet, and he's interfaced directly with a lot of customers, which gives us this great opportunity to really get on a technical level with the product itself, and we answer the hard questions. I really think that we do approach productization, and we don't come out with anything that's not differentiated, like you said, and we kind of play that boutique angle, and it's served us very well.
You have your race car back?
Yep.
Okay.
We're bringing back Formula IP.
Yeah, that is a key factor because, shows are shows, but you got to have some fun, and y'all did a great job of that. It's a game, and it's definitely worth doing. You gave away some really cool prizes and stuff, but most importantly, it's showing the solution of not having latency issues, and that's the key when you're talking about gaming and a lot of other applications, is that a lot of these systems have latency issues that they're not demonstrating. In your case, you're demonstrating that you don't have them.
Right. And that was kind of the idea, was that if you do a car simulator, you can see firsthand, you know, there's no latency. You can actually drive a car over this, and that's a very high impact application. And like you said, it's a bit of fun. The fastest time every day gets an iPad Pro for the first 3 days. And if you get a qualifying time, we'll give you a prize. And I think most people, if they really hit those turns right, it's not too hard to get a qualifying time.
I don't know. I was terrible at it, but I loved it. No, I loved it. It was a ton of fun. But I, for whatever reason, mentally, I just can't do a video game. Just can't do it. No matter what it is, I've always been terrible. I used to do the old 1980-ish Star Wars game, if you remember that, with the line drawings in it. It was a classic. I could do that. I could dominate that game. So anything else? Am we missing anything? Because you're in Hall 1, M100. Anything else we're missing, or another reason, give anyone else another reason to pop by your booth?
Another thing that we're adding to ISC this year is we've got a Hyperlight showcase, and that's showing our active optical cables, which is something that's a very interesting product for us, and that's a comprehensive extension platform for up to 100 meters supporting HDMI 2.0, DisplayPort 1.4, and we've got a preview of an upcoming HDMI 2.1 cable that can do 30 meters.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, and all these new HDMI standards are all done. Like, where are we at in the, as far as the standards go? Where is HDMI right now?
The standards for the cables are complete, but we need source devices. The monitor's out, and you can get your syncs with support for HDMI 2.1, but the source devices are still kind of MIA, but I think that that'll probably clean up later in the year.
Even the new Apple Pro, the Mac Pro?
Yeah, they're actually using Thunderbolt for the Pro display.
Yeah, but doesn't Thunderbolt have HDMI on it as well or not? Is it kind of a hybrid of DisplayPort?
So the thing with Thunderbolt 3 is that it's using the USB-C connector, and USB-C supports different alt modes. So I don't know how exactly they're driving the Pro Display XDR, mm-hmm. but generally speaking, it's running as a DisplayPort over USB-C. And like I said, the Pro Display XDR is using Thunderbolt, so the bandwidth requirements for that may be higher since Thunderbolt's 40 gig.
Yeah, and technically there is no such thing as DisplayPort over USB-C as a spec, right? They're just doing it.
It is part of the USB-C connector specification to support alt modes, and that's how that's happening.
Okay.
I mean, that's the reason why USB-C is such a common connector in laptops now is that it's the one connector that can more or less handle everything. These AOCs are kind of a critical product for us, though, partially because they deliver such good reliability. We've got these in one of the big applications we have is one of the largest electronic retailers in the world. They have stores worldwide, very high-end stores, and we've got cables and all of them driving a big video wall.
Yeah, and this is the kind of stuff I love talking to you guys about, is these really highly technical, weird applications. So make sure you plan to go buy DVI gear, dvigear.com. And of course, head over to their stand at ISC. Make sure their stand is on your stop, if not just to drive the simulator at DVI's booth at M100 in Hall 1. Matthew, appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks for having me on the podcast, Gary. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, and I'll see you in a couple weeks in Amsterdam, our last time there for a while. And of course, you can check out DVI Gear at dvigear.com. You see all of our ISC coverage at raypubs.com/ISC 2020.